Okay, we are holding now on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches, I'm sorry, the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. I was about to say Amid Aleph. Today we're going to do Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis at the Mishnah. So we were talking about the halachas of writing on Chol HaMoed. So it says the Mishnah, Ein Kotzin Shtari Chov B'Moed. You're not allowed to write a Shtar Chov, a document that says that somebody owes you money on Chol HaMoed. V'meino Ma'amino, but if you don't trust the guy to pay you back, Osha Ein Lo Mayochal, or the sofer doesn't have any food to eat and he needs the support of having, of being able to stay in business, of being able to do the business of writing documents, Hareze Yichtov. Then you're allowed to write a Shtar Chov on Chol HaMoed. Ein Kotzin Sfarim Tefillin umezuzos b'moed. You're not allowed to write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and mezuzos on Chol HaMoed if you don't actually need them for Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein magiyin, and you're also not allowed to fix them, os achas, even a single letter, afilu b'sefer Ezra, even if it's the Sefer Ezra, which is the Sefer Torah that they keep in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Sefer Torah by which we check the validity of all the other Sifrei Torah, and you need to fix a letter in it, don't do it on Chol HaMoed. It'll wait till after Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kosavad Mitzvah mezuzos la'at. Rav Yehuda says a person is allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos if he needs them for his own use, but just not for other people who hired you to write tefillin and mezuzos. V'tov al yirecho tcheles l'tzitzis. And you're also allowed to spin thread for tcheles to make your tzitzis, because that's a dvar mitzvah that you need. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Tan Rabbanan, so the Braisa teaches us, Kosei vadim tefillin mezuzos la'atzmo v'tov al yirecho tcheles l'tzitzis. So you're allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos for yourself, and you're allowed to spin threads for tzitzis, ula acherim bitova. For other people, you're allowed to do it only if you're not getting paid for it. Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to do these things for other people and get paid for it, this is how you do it. Marim umocher eshalo. Here's what you do: sell them your tefillin and mezuzos. And then, then you're going to need to write new ones for yourself, and you're allowed to write for yourself. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kosei V'Mocher Kedarko Kedei Parnasaso. That you're allowed to write and sell, even just in the normal way, write for other people, sell it for other people, to other people, because that's what you need to support yourself. So as much as you need for your support, you're allowed to do that. Orulei Rav L'Rav Chananel. So Rav Paskin for Rav Chananel. The Amrila Rabba Barbara Chana L'Rav Chananel. Some say Rabba Barbara Chana Paskin for Rav Chananel. Halacha Kosei V'moch Kedarko Kedei Parnasaso. The halacha is that you're allowed to write and sell tefillin and mezuzos as much as you need for your parnasa. So main point number one, machlokas, whether you're allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos for other people for payment. We paskin yes if you need the parnasa. Good. We learned in the Mishnah, Tovah l'yirecho tcheles. You're allowed to spin threads for tzitzis. Tan Rabban, the Braisa tells us, Tovah l'yirecho tcheles tzitziso, avalo be'evin. But you shouldn't spin the threads, you shouldn't make the threads by using a stone to help in the process. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. V'chom mom raf be'evin. You're even allowed to use a stone to help in the process, which apparently makes it a more professional job. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, be'evin avalo be'felach. You're allowed to use an even because that's just a rock, but you're not allowed to use a felech. A felech is the kind of kli that would be used for these kinds of things. You can use whatever kli you want, whatever helps you spin the threads, you're allowed to use. So three opinions. One opinion is only by hand. The other opinion is it doesn't have to be by hand. It could even be with an even. And third opinion, forget about an even. You can even use a felech, which is, I guess, the thread spinning, the loom or whatever. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Halacha, Bein Be'evin, Bein Be'felach, V'halacha, Kosev Gedarko Mocher G'day Parnasaso. The halacha is, you're allowed to use a stone or a felach, and you can sell and write and sell tefillin and mezuzos as much as you need for your Parnasa. So main point number two, Machlokas, whether you're allowed to spin threads using a stone or even a felach, and we paskin, you're allowed to. Now, the next mission is going to deal with halachos of avelus that fall out right near Yom Tov. So, from now until the end of the Masechta, we're basically going to be discussing halachos of avelus, even halachos of avelus that have nothing to do with Chol HaMoed. But a few things that we need to know about avelus. If a person dies, Nebuchadnezzar, a close relative dies, one of the seven relatives dies, and how do we define the seven relatives? The same seven relatives that a Kohen is allowed to make himself Tamei to, a person is called an Avel when one of those relatives dies, and there are various halachos that he has to do for the first 7 days, and that he's not allowed to do for the first 7 days, and that's called Gezeiras Shiva. That's what we call Shiva. Then there are other dinim that extend through the first 30 days after the relative dies. That's what we call Gzeiras Shloshim. That's what we call the Halachos of Shloshim. So says the Mishnah, Hakover es meso shloshim kodem l'regel. Let's say a person buries his dead 3 days before Yantif. Batlei men Gzeiras Shiva. Yantif will come and will take away the Shiva, will stop the Shiva. Shmona, batlei men Gzeiras Shloshim. If the relative was buried 8 days before Yantif, then Yantif will come and take away even the Shloshim. Mipnei she'amru Shabbos Ola ve'ina mafsekes, regalim mafsikin ve'inan olin. Shabbos counts toward the Shiva and won't break a Shiva, because every Shiva, by definition, has a Shabbos in it. So Shabbos will count toward the 7 days, even though you don't actually observe all the laws of Avelis on Shabbos, but it counts toward the 7 days and it won't break up the 7 days. So if a person became an Avel on Wednesday, he'll continue to be an Avel after that Shabbos. But Yom Tov is different. Yom Tov doesn't count toward the Shiva, and it always breaks a Shiva. Shiva that started beforehand is broken by Yontif. Rabbi Lazar adds, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we no longer have Karbanos, so the 6 days after Shavuos are no longer used to bring Karbanos, Atzeres Keshabbos. Shavuos now has the status of a regular Shabbos where it counts toward the Shiva but won't actually break up the Shiva. Ram Gamliel Amar Rashanu Yom Kippurim Kerigalim. Rashanu Yom Kippur, Ram Gamliel says, have a din of a Yantif where they do break the Avelos. V'chamom and Mecham say, lo k'divrei zeh v'lo k'divrei zeh, ela atzeres kerigalim, Rashanu Yom Kippurim Keshabbos. Says the reverse. Shavuos has a din of a Yantif, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a din of a Shabbos. And the main point, Shabbos doesn't break a Shiva and counts toward the Shiva. Yom Tov breaks it and won't count toward it, but there's a machlokas about the status of Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Now, says the Gemara is going to quote a machlokas amarayim, if the laws of Shloshim become completely batel when Yom Tov starts, or some of them are still around. Amar Rav. So Rav points out, from the fact that we use the word gzeiras when we describe Shloshim, maybe we see gzeiras batlu, that the gzeiros of Shloshim are batel once Yom Tov starts, if you're ready into Shloshim when Yom Tov starts. But yamim lo batlu, but the actual days of Shloshim are not batel, and some of these dinim are still going to apply, and you're still going to have to observe after Yom Tov. Chenam Rav Huna, gzeiras batlu, yamim lo batlu. Rav Shesha Samar, afilu yamim nami batlu. Rav Huna agrees to Rav, but Rav Sheshes disagrees. He says, no, the whole Shloshim is batel entirely by the Yantif. So the Gemara says, my time of Yamim lo batlu. What halach are we talking about when we say that Shloshim is still continuing, you just stop certain of the halachas? What do we mean? What we mean is, Shim lo gileach erev haregel, if a person didn't shave on the erev Yantif, even though we allowed him to shave, l'kavod Yantif, before the Yantif started, asr l'galeach achar regel, he's not allowed to shave after Yantif until the full Shloshim, until all 30 days of the Shloshim actually pass. So I guess we'll go a little bit further. It's still early. V'atanya, and we have a brisa that says just like this: Hakoveres meso shloshi yom kodem l'regel, batlei men gzeiras shiva. If a person buries his dead 3 days before Yantif, the Yantif is going to come and end the Shiva. Shmoni yom kodem l'regel, batlei men gzeiras shloshim. If he buries his dead 8 days before Yantif, the Yantif will come and will end the Shloshim. Umegaleach erev haregel, and he's supposed to shave on erev Yantif. And im lo gileach erev haregel, asur legaleach achar regel. If he didn't shave erev Yantif, he's not going to be allowed to shave after Yantif until all 30 days are over. But Rabbi Shalom er mutter legaleach achar regel shekshem shemitzvah shloshim vatelus kseira shiva. He said, Rabbi Shalom says, no, he's going to be allowed to shave after Yantif, because just like having observed 3 days of shiva will allow Yantif to break the rest of the shiva, kach mitzvah shiva mevatelus kseira shloshim. So to observing 7 full days of Avelus by the time Yantov comes will allow the Yantov to break the rest of the Shloshim. Says Mar, wait, observing 7 days? Shiva v'anan shmona tanan. Don't you need to observe 8 days before Yantov in order to allow Yantov to break the Shloshim? Because in order to Shloshim to start, don't you have to be past the Shiva already? So it explains the Gemara, like we said the other day, Ksav Rabbi Shaul, Miksasi yom kikulo, yom shvi, yol, lekan, lekan. Then Bishol holds that we have this concept of miktsas yom kikulo, very important concept, that on the last day of Shiva, let's say, the Avil gets up in the morning from Shiva, because the first half of the day counts as the entire last day of Shiva. Then the second half of the day, you're already into Shloshim. So on day 7, you're already into Shloshim. And therefore, if Yontif starts after you observed 7 full days of Avelus, the Shloshim has already begun, and therefore Yom Tov can break the Shloshim. So let's say the main point over here, the last main point for today, will be that that machlokas, when Yom Tov breaks the Shloshim, there's a machlokas whether it continues after Yom Tov is over vis-a-vis haircuts. Machlokas, whether it continues after Yom Tov is over, as far as haircuts and shaving goes. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up from Amar Rav Chista. Okay.